Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Kitten Time!
Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. Another gala and brilliant crowd fills the lobby tonight, and here among the most eager to see the new play is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, I've heard tonight's play is about the theater.
Yes, John, it's a comedy romance of New York's Great White Way. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now, we couldn't ask for better seats. So let's get comfortable and glance at the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time Players, are starred tonight in Broadway Interlude by Betty Gailey. Mr. Elders plays the part of Bob Crandall, and Miss Sargent is heard in the role of Gloria Thorndike.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Broadway Interlude. Well, the scene is the office of Crandall and Murdoch Theatrical Producers. At the moment, the two young partners are engaged in conversation. Well, that is, Nick Murdoch is holding forth while Bob Crandall listens.
So I says to Billy Rose, Billy, with us in there, you're up against the toughest competition you've ever had in show business. Well,
I'll get it, Nick. Crandall and Murdoch, Bob Crandall speaking. I'm sorry, but we don't need any more chorus girls. That's right. What we're looking for now is a leading lady. Okay, goodbye.
Well, like I was saying, Billy looks at me nonchalant.
Cheapers, Nick, it's 1 o'clock.
Okay, so what?
Well, don't you remember? You had a 12:30 date to have lunch with Grace.
Maybe so, but we got a show to get lined up.
There's not much more we can do until we get a girl for the lead.
Well, sure, but...
We've got a great show, Nick. Swell music, fast comedy.
What's good of a show without a gal to make a gel?
Well, that's true, but...
Interview anybody today?
Dozens of them, but this girl's got to be different, Nick. She's got to be fresh and sweet and unsophisticated.
Oh, never mind announcing
me. Hey, that's Grace.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
Hi, Grace. Come on in.
I was going to.
Look, Grace, I can explain.
Oh, hello, Nicky, darling.
Huh? You mean you ain't mad at me?
Of course not. What have you done?
Well, I didn't show up for lunch.
Oh, darling. We'll just make a dinner instead. I'll be good and hungry by then, you big stiff.
What do you mean by then? You're always hungry when you eat with me.
Hold it, kid. Yes?
There's Mr. John Thorndike to see you, Mr. Crandall.
John Thorndike?
That old has-been.
He says he's a Shakespearean actor.
Well, we can't use him. Tell him we're casting a musical.
Hey, wait a minute.
What for?
Ever send him in, I could stand a good laugh.
Well, sure, but... Okay, send him in.
Yes, sir.
Poor old Thorndike, still hanging on.
You know, there's something pathetic about these old legits.
I'll say, they're acting.
Oh, come in, Mr. Thorndike.
Gentlemen, your obedient servant.
How are you, Thorndike? This is Grace Nolan.
Miss Nolan, this is a pleasure indeed.
Well, gee, thanks.
Well, Mr. Thorndike, what's on your mind?
Young man, at present, we are at liberty. I trust that suggests something to you.
I see what you mean, but I'm afraid that Shakespeare and swing don't mix.
But I'm not seeking to sell you my talents.
Come again?
Gentlemen, I am here in the interest of a young lady. A mere girl, I may say.
Oh?
This young lady possesses all the innocence of Juliet, coupled with the beauty of Cleopatra.
Wow.
More than that, she is a superlative actress.
There ain't no such animal.
Mr. Thorndike, who is this girl that has everything?
Young lady, she's my daughter.
I knew there was a catch in it.
Oh, no catch at all. I have taught her everything I know about the theater. What more can you ask?
Well, did you bring her with you?
She's waiting in the anteroom. I shall present her to you at once. Gloria, my child.
Now you've done it. I've done it. You're the guy who wanted to laugh.
Miss Nolan, Mr. Crandall, Mr. Murdoch, this is my daughter, Gloria. And my fledgling, who is waiting to try her wing.
Well, what do you know? How do you do?
Miss Thorndike, I must confess that I thought your father was exaggerating, but, gee, he didn't begin to do you justice.
Oh, thank you, but don't mind Daddy. He's prejudiced.
Well, now,
dear me, I had no idea that producers could be so nice. I was terribly afraid of meeting one.
Well, you shouldn't have been. But about our show.
Ixnay, Robert, don't commit yourself.
Leave him alone, Nick. He's doing fine.
Yes, indeed.
I'd love to work for you, Mr. Crandall, and Mr. Murdoch.
Well, I'd love to have you work for me and Mr. Murdoch.
Hey, what am I around here? Just an afterthought?
Yes, darling. And clam up, will
you? Miss Thorndyke, would you have dinner with me tonight?
Why, I'd be very
Pardon me, Mr. Crandall, but the fact
Oh, I mean both of you, of course.
Well, in that case...
We can discuss details and draw up a contract for Miss Thorndyke to sign.
Ye gods and little fishes, will somebody please stop this guy?
Mr. Crandall, we accept with pleasure.
Swell.
We're stopping at the Radcliffe House, temporarily, of course.
Oh, sure, of course.
Good, I'll call for you at 8.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Crandall.
Come, my dear, we must depart.
So long.
Until later then, Mr. Crandall, Miss Nolan, Mr. Murdoch. Au revoir.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Goodbye. Well, kids, there goes our leading lady.
There goes your common sense, you mean.
Oh, lay off him, Nick. Bob knows a good thing when he sees it.
Oh, he does, huh?
Yes, and that's more than I can say for some people I know.
Gosh, she's so young, so beautiful, so appealing, so...
So what? She's Papa's little precious. But I'll give you odds of 10 to 1 she can't act worth sour apples.
Don't be silly. She's a natural.
Okay, brother, we shall see. We shall see.
Curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanny Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
The next time you have a few spare moments and are looking for real enjoyment, just treat yourself to the delightful flavor combination of a Snickers candy bar. Every bite of a Snickers bar is a thrilling treat. Right from the moment you first taste that thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with crisp whole roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Together, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, crisp peanuts, and soft nougat make every bite of a Snickers bar a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. The call for the second act of Broadway Interlude, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. When John Thorndyke, the old Shakespearean actor, walked into the office of Crandall and Murdoch, the young partners merely expected a laugh. But Thorndyke brought along his daughter Gloria, and over Nick Murdoch's protests, Bob Crandall gave her the lead in their new musical. Well, a few days have passed. The show is in rehearsal, and Nick is putting the chorus through its paces.
One and two and kick. Hey, you there, I said kick, not trip.
All right, hold it. Now listen, girls, we're going to get this right if it takes all night.
Wait a minute, Simon LaGree.
Now what's the matter?
Listen, it's 4 o'clock, when are we going to eat?
She's right, Nick, we've been driving them pretty hard.
Look, Bob, what are we doing? Putting on a show or pampering a bunch of chorus girls?
All we want is time out to eat and rest.
Let them go eat, Nick. Miss Thorndyke and Mr. Mills can rehearse that second act love scene while they're out.
Okay, scram, but see that you're back here in 30 minutes.
Now we'll be back, slave driver.
Oh, Mr. Crandall. Oh, may I sit beside you and watch them rehearse the love scene?
Oh, Miss Ardmore, sure. It's a good idea, seeing you're understudying the part.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Thorndyke.
Right here, Mr. Crandall, ready to be of service.
Will you tell Gloria and Mr. Mills that I want them to run through the love scene in the second act, please?
Immediately, sir. Immediately.
Thank you.
Gee, where is Gloria? You think she'd be around during rehearsals. I'm only the understudy, and I'm always here.
Sure, Doreen.
Oh, Mr. Crandall, do you think I'll ever get a chance to play her part?
Well, there's always a possibility.
Sure, if Gloria breaks a leg.
Oh, Daddy said you wanted to see me, Bob. I mean, Mr. Crandall.
Yes, I do, Gloria. That love scene in the second act isn't going so well.
I know it is.
Well, I'd like you to run through it for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but Mr. Mills has gone out to eat.
Well, that's okay. I'll read his part. Maybe I can help you with it. Now, we'll start with my entrance. And remember, you're madly in love with me.
Yes, yes.
Now, I enter, rush over to you, and say, darling, I've come back. I'm sorry for everything. And I'll never leave you again.
Oh, my dearest. I've prayed for this moment. I don't think I could have gone on living without you.
Sweetheart.
We belong together, my darling. I've known that from the beginning.
And we'll go on together.
Oh, my darling.
Hey, bring it up!
Well, Nick, how'd it go?
Well, it was a swell love scene, but you two weren't acting.
Hello, Gloria.
Oh, Bob.
Say, how about meeting me for dinner tonight, alone?
Well, I'd love to, Bob, but Daddy's arranged to have me see some newspaper friends of his. He says they'll give me some good write-ups.
Oh, but Gloria, we'll see that you get plenty of publicity. Why can't he leave things alone?
Don't you talk that way about my father.
Look, I think your father's a great guy, but he's lived his life. Why doesn't he let you live yours?
I'll see you at the theater.
Now, wait a minute, Gloria.
Bob, I wish you wouldn't call me anymore. Not if you're going to insult my father.
But I'm not insulting him. I'm just stating a fact. He's a meddling old fool.
Oh, Mr. Crandall.
Hello, Doreen. What's troubling you?
Why, Mr. Crandall. Bob, you must be psychic. How did you ever guess that I'm in a whole heap of trouble?
I didn't. Is there anything I can do for you?
You're just about the only person in the whole world who can help me. It's about understudying that part and maybe never getting to play it.
Would you like to have dinner with me tonight and tell me all about it?
Oh, I simply love to. But are you sure you want to be bothered with a little old nobody like me?
Well, I'd love to be. And say, maybe after your problems are solved, you'd like to go dancing someplace.
Oh, Bob, you really are psychic.
Hey, Nick. Look who's over there, dancing cheek to cheek.
Well, what do you know? Bob and Doreen. How long have they been an item?
Don't ask me.
I see the guy every day, and he never talks about anybody but Gloria. I wonder where she is.
Probably home, crying her little heart out.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, she's real gone when it comes to Bob. And I thought it was mutual up until 30 seconds ago.
Should we ask him to come over to our table?
From the looks of things, darling, they want to be alone. Oh, gee, that burns me. Why, when I think of that poor little kid who... Honest, you men are all alike.
Oh, now, baby, you know you don't mean me, too.
You know something, Nick?
What?
I'd give anything to know what they're talking about.
Oh, Bob, honey. Are you really going to have the author write in a teensy part for me?
Sure I will, Doreen. You've worked hard, and I think you deserve a break.
Well, I just know I'd never get a chance to do Gloria's part. She wouldn't want me to show her up.
Well...
But if you give me some lines of my very own... Honey, I'll just love you to death.
You know, Doreen, that's what I like about you.
It is?
Yes. Some people never appreciate the things that are done for them.
Why, Bob Crandall, I just think you're the most wonderful man in the whole wide world. I'd be in the worst old mother without you.
See, you're so little and helpless, and I'm glad to do anything I can for you.
Thanks for your interest, Bob, but Daddy's having a press luncheon for me. He'll attend to everything.
Oh, sure. I forgot. Your father always comes first, doesn't he?
Bob, I wish you wouldn't be jealous of Daddy.
Okay, Gloria. But how about having dinner with me tonight?
I'm sorry, Bob, but I just have to have my costume fitted tonight.
Dinner tonight, Bob? Why, how sweet of you. I just adore it.
Gloria, you've been working awfully hard. Let's go dancing after the show tonight.
I'm sorry, Bob. Daddy thinks I should go to bed early and get some rest tonight.
Look, Bob, what's all this about you and Doreen Ardmore?
Nick, that's none of your business.
Now, wait a minute. I just want to keep you from getting involved. And besides, there's Gloria.
Gloria hasn't time for anything except her career and Daddy.
Well, sure, now that she's playing in a hit show, naturally she's busy. But she's going to feel pretty bad when she reads this item in the paper.
What item?
You mean you didn't see it? Why, it says,
give me that paper.
Well, how do you like that?
We have it on good authority, the lady herself, that Doreen Ardmore and Bob Crandall will merge personally and professionally after the closing of Hello Tomorrow. Miss Ardmore, not Gloria Thorndike, will star in Crandall and Murdoch's new show.
You see what I mean? That's the first I knew about it.
It's also the first I knew about it.
You mean it?
I mean it's all Doreen's idea.
I wonder what she takes me for.
Brother, you better call Gloria and do some explaining. I'll explain nothing. Gloria's given me a runaround the past few months. That's what caused all this.
But the kid's been bewildered and influenced by her dad.
Look, I'm going out and I won't be back. Don't wait for me.
But where you going?
I'm going out to break my engagement. And maybe a few necks.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Leonard Sargent, here is John Weigel. One thing that all of us look forward to is an occasion for relaxation and pleasure. That is one reason why candy lovers always like to have a few moments in the middle of the day to stop and enjoy a Snickers candy bar. For a Snickers bar always means real candy pleasure. From the moment you first taste that thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with crisp whole roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center, so richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk, all melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in Snickers. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. There's the call for the third act of Broadway Interlude, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. After consistently being brushed off by Gloria Thorndike, Bob Crandall turned his attentions to Doreen Ardmore, Gloria's understudy. But Doreen went too far when, without Bob's knowledge, she told a newspaper columnist they were engaged. Well, it's now later. Gloria, in her hotel room, is preparing to leave for England. Her father is with her.
You know, Daddy, it's sad closing the show.
Of course, but
I'm packing away an awful lot of hopes and memories in these trunks.
Ah, but my dear, when you get to England, you'll forget them all. You'll have a whole new world at your feet.
And all I want is one man who doesn't want me. Funny, isn't it? I guess I just haven't any pride.
Gloria, the theater is a hard taskmaster. Sometimes pride is all that leads us. But it's seen me over many a rough spot, and it will do the same for you.
But that's not the point.
No, then pray tell what is.
If you hadn't kept me from doing it, I'd have gone running to Bob long ago.
Ah, that would have been a grievous mistake.
I'm not so sure. We might have patched things up before it was too late.
But, my dear child, don't you see? It's more dignified for you to wait for him to come to you and explain his behavior.
I'm not interested in being dignified. Besides, he's never come. I've been so lonesome.
Now, Gloria. Ambition must be made of sterner stuff.
I haven't any ambition. I've just been trying to do what you wanted me to, and I made a mess of everything.
But, my child,
Oh, dear. Now, who can that be?
I shall see, Gloria. Dry your tears, my little lamb.
Hiya, Thorndyke.
Oh, it's you.
Meg.
I want to talk to Gloria alone, Thorndyke.
Why, a boy?
Now, Daddy, please.
Very well. I shall be in my room.
Well, Meg.
You've been crying, haven't you?
Please, if there's something you want to talk to me about.
Okay. I see you're almost packed.
Yes, I...
Gloria, I don't think you want to leave like this.
Nick, I tell you,
But Bob and I have been looking for a new show for you.
For Doreen Ardmore, you mean?
Say, what are you talking about? You know better than that.
I read the gossip columns, too, you know.
Oh, you mean that?
Yes, I mean that.
So that's why you're running away.
Well, that's a pretty good reason, isn't it? But we'll just say it's in the interest of my career, if we say anything at all, which I'd rather you wouldn't.
Not even to Bob?
Don't you think I have any pride?
No.
Oh, well, you're right. But don't tell Bob. Daddy wouldn't like it.
Gloria, don't you think it's about time you stop letting Daddy make up your mind?
Well, maybe so, but...
Is there anything I can do for you, kid?
Yes. Nick, will you and Grace have dinner with Daddy and me tomorrow night here in the hotel?
Why, sure, we'd like to. But what about Bob? Shall I bring him along?
No.
Oh, Gloria, give the guy a break.
I'm going to call and ask him myself.
You're going to... Good girl, Gloria, good girl. Well, guess I'll beat it now.
I'm glad you dropped in, Nick.
Not half as glad as I am, sweetheart. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Nick. I hope he's in. Now that I've got my nerves up.
Hello?
Hello? Bob?
Gloria, I've been wanting to call you, but...
You have?
Look, Gloria, I owe you an explanation.
Oh, Bob, I think it's the other way around.
You mean you're not angry with me about anything?
No, Bob, not anymore. And I'd like you to have dinner with me tomorrow. Will you?
Of course I will. I've been wanting to see you alone.
Oh, well, I'm afraid we won't be alone. Exactly.
Oh, I see. I suppose your father will be there.
Well, yes, kind of. And Grace and Nick.
Anybody else?
And you.
Yeah, I can see that we won't be alone, exactly. Okay, Gloria, I'll be there.
Oh, Bob, that's wonderful.
And, Gloria?
Yes?
Thanks for asking me.
Gee, Gloria, that was a swell dinner.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
I ate so much I can't talk.
Oh, great. Now maybe somebody else will have a chance.
Say, if you're insinuating that I talk too
much... Look, it's Gloria's turn to have the spotlight tonight since it's her farewell party.
Just a little celebration in honor of a successful run on dear old Broadway.
She was the hit of the season.
Oh, Bob. Gloria, what do you want to go to England for anyway?
The child has new fields to conquer.
I've already signed a contract with Neville Watkins to star in a new musical.
But I thought you and Bob...
Nick!
Huh?
You heard what she said.
Oh, gee, Gloria, that's a swell break for you. Watkins is a good producer. But I hate to see you go.
Well, maybe if you wanted me to stay...
Oh, I couldn't ask that of you. I've nothing as good to offer you. That's what you think.
Gloria, I always eat my makeup off. Do you want to come with me while I slip on some fresh lipstick?
Why, of course. I guess I could stand some, too.
Gee, Gloria, how do you do it?
How do I do what?
How do you stay so radiant looking? Now, look at me. I'm just as fresh as a century plant. And not much older.
Oh, Grace, you look perfectly lovely.
Oh, thanks, kid. I needed that. What I want to know is this. What's wrong with you?
Oh, Grace, I don't know what to do.
I know. You're breaking your heart because Bob's been chasing around with Doreen Ardmore.
I don't know what happened, Grace. After the show opened, everything went wrong. Buckley actually seemed to avoid me.
But you can't blame him. The minute Doreen entered the picture, you faded out. Why didn't you do something about her?
What could I do?
What could you do? Say, why do you think I've camped on Nick's trail all these months?
But you don't mean that you and Nick...
I mean Nick hasn't got a chance. Of course, he doesn't know that yet, but...
So, that's the way it's done.
Well, sure, kid. A gal's got to fight for her man. Now, listen. I've got an idea.
What?
I'll tell you later, but there's one thing you can do.
Oh, Grace, I'll do anything.
Then keep your father away from that boat you're sailing on tomorrow. Do anything, but come down to the dock without him.
Well, sure, Grace, but why?
Don't ask questions. We'll all be down to the boat tomorrow to see you off. And don't worry, kid. I've got it all figured out. Just look at this stateroom.
Yeah, it's the nuts.
Oh, gee, Gloria, everyone in town must have sent flowers.
Aren't they lovely?
Yeah, it looks like the bridal suite.
Nick!
What have I done now?
Oh, don't scold him, Grace. It does look like the bridal suite. But who ever heard of a bride going on a honeymoon alone?
By the way, where's Bob?
He'll be here. Something probably held him up.
Hey, do you hear that? We better scram.
Well, there's plenty of time. Let's wait for Bob.
Well, maybe he's forgotten I'm sailing.
Don't be silly. He'll be here, Gloria. And then we can...
Gee, Gloria, I had to rush to make it, but I got here.
Oh, Bob, I'm so glad you did.
What happened to you?
I had a pack.
Pack? Oh,
sure. I'm sailing with you.
Oh, Bob.
Hey, look, what's this all about?
Last call ashore.
Come on, Grace, we gotta beat it.
Wait a minute, Nick.
Gloria, I didn't know how much you meant to me until you started to leave. I've been a sap.
Are you just finding that out, Dopey?
Will you shut up?
Darling, I've loved you ever since the first time you stepped in my office.
Oh, Bob, dear,
and then when I saw how much your career meant to you and your father,
Oh, darling, it was all his idea.
Yes, I know that now. Gloria, are you really going to marry Neville Watkins when you get to London?
Marry Neville Watkins? But I...
Grace said that...
Oh, she did, huh?
Well, you see...
Come on, was... kitten, what did you say?
Then, you mean it isn't true?
But of course not.
Well, Gloria, I had to tell Bob something.
Oh, dear, now you've gone and spoiled everything.
No, she hasn't. I'm not giving you up now to anybody. We're going to have the captain marry us as soon as we get out to sea.
Oh, darling, I'm so happy.
Well, is this the bridal suite or ain't it the bridal suite?
Oh, gee, don't they make a pretty picture?
Yeah, I'll say. Gosh, if I... Hey, we gotta get off this windjammer.
Not so fast. Aren't you gonna wish the bride and groom luck?
Well, sure. Lots of luck, kids, and may all your troubles be... Holy smoke, the boat's moving!
Well, what do you know? Right again.
Yeah, but what are we going to do? I can't swim.
Don't worry, baby. I've got our tickets.
You've got our tickets?
Oh, yes, darling. The captain can make this a double ceremony.
Well, blow me down. I've been shanghaied by a female captain kid.
Tonight's Curtain Time starred Harry Alders and Nanette Sargent. The supporting players were Geraldine Kay, Margaret Brayton, Arthur Peterson, and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Barber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Now, here are the Curtain Time stars with a word about next week's play.
Well, next Saturday, Pat, Nanette is one of the shrewdest real estate bargainers you ever came across.
That's right, but I have to be with you.
No, just a minute. Don't give the show away.
Oh, we won't do that.
No. We just want to say, be sure to hear Romantic Development.
It's a date. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elder.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now, I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your day every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Good God!
week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.